Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Monica and Stephanie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, new polling by Resolve Strategic for the Brisbane Times has revealed that the Miles government support has reached a new low, with the LNP now holding a 17% lead over Labor in two-party preferred voting intention. Support for the governing party has been in free fall since the last election and now matches the level of support for independents and third party combined. Queenslanders will head to polls in October for the state election, with Labor in, according to Resolve Director Jim Reid, a dire position.
Queensland Communities Minister Leanne Enoch took a 10-day trip in North America with three senior staffers last year with the purpose of, quote, cultural diplomacy, according to documents obtained by Nine News under Right to Information legislations. The documents reveal that the taxpayer-funded trip led by Enoch, who also oversees treaty, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander partnerships and the arts, cost $126,000. The journey began on October 27 with business class flights from Brisbane to New York on Air Canada. Out of the 24 flights taken, only two were economy class.
In national news, Victorian nurses and midwives have turned down the state government's latest pay offer days after industrial action led to the closure of hospital beds across the state. At a large gathering in Melbourne yesterday afternoon, the agreement, which offered a salary increase of between 18 and 23% over 4 years, was voted down. The Australian Nursing and Midwifery Federation has blasted the agreement as not good enough, with Victorian Branch Secretary Lita Fitzpatrick stating that they would reach out to the government again to, quote, sit down at the table.
Three Catholic high schools on the central coast of New South Wales have cancelled visits from a conservative American chastity speaker after receiving major backlash from students and parents. Jason Evatt was scheduled to present his Love and Lust talks to students in person this week, but students and parents have protested against this due to concerns over Evatt's controversial stance on women, sexuality and contraception. Following the backlash, Evatt's talk has since been moved online and will be live-streamed from St. Leo's Catholic College on Sydney's North Shore today. Staff and counsellors will be available to provide support to students after the talk, as the content of Evatt's talk is described to be challenging and highly sensitive and may raise concerns for some of our students.
In international news, Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi has died after a helicopter he was travelling in crashed in mountains due to poor weather. Raisi, whose body was found alongside Iran's foreign minister and six other passengers and crew, was returning from an opening of a dam in Azerbaijan. The president's death has been met with mixed reactions in Iran, with many Iranians indifferent or celebratory to the death of the hardline leader. Raisi has previously been attributed to the mass executions of dissidents in the 1980s. His death comes at a tumultuous time for the country and region, which has been on the brink of conflict after several clashes with nearby Israel. The death is not being reported as suspicious. Iran's constitution dictates that elections for a new leader must be held within 50 days.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with light winds. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.